This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. I want to discuss with you the biblical notion of holiness. The scripture that's going to serve as our point of departure is Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. I'd like to read that again. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. This biblical notion of holiness comes from the very mouth of God. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 44th verse, God says to his people, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." So this notion of holiness isn't a denominational thing. It's not exclusive to one particular group or religious group, but it is a notion that comes from the God of creation, the God of the Bible, holiness for all people. Now, this word holiness comes from a Greek term, hagiazo, which means purification or purity. Now, it's interesting, when you discuss holiness, there must be some discussion about sin. Sin stands apart from holiness. Sin is rebellion against God's will. It's rebellion against God's agenda. Now, the Bible even says that the wages of sin is death. The Bible also says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, when you consider sin as compared to holiness, the consequences of sin is death. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. But thanks be unto God for Jesus the Christ. He says, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We must understand, sin is a barrier between God and the individual. If an individual is living a sinful life, there is a barrier. God does not hear the prayer of a sinful person. The Bible even says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I find it very interesting. There are people today who actually expect they can live a life that isn't pleasing in the eyesight of God and still have expectations of the blessings of God. Well, I tell you, that is a falsehood. In order to experience the blessings of God, there must be a holy lifestyle which enables an individual to have a close, intimate relationship with God. And through the close, intimate relationship with God, God hears the prayers. Not only does he hear the prayers, he answers the prayers, which in that self implies relationship. And we know that God is a God of relationship. And so since God is holy, God wants us to be holy so that he can interact with us and he can walk with us. He can talk with us and tell us that we are his own. Now there's another scripture, 1 Peter, the first chapter, verses 15 through 16, it says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Again, God, the scripture points to the fact that our lifestyle must be holy. The way we conduct ourselves in this world, the way we interact with people, we must live according to a holy lifestyle, a holy way of living before all people. And so it is critical that we embrace holiness. And yes, there is holiness. And yes, sin does exist. And so even in this world, sin is not discussed. It's all about what's relative to my worldview, relative to my needs and to my wants. That determines how individuals are living their lives today. But I tell you, the Bible's ringing down through the corridor of time. Holiness is God's requirement. So I want to tell you, even as the world wants to abandon holiness, even abandon the reality, the consequences of sin, let us continue to live holy, righteous, and godly in this present world. And through scripture reading, fasting, prayer, and church attendance, it is possible to live a holy life in this world. Blessings to you.